I was walking in here last night and God said to me, change whatever you're going to preach, you change it and you preach on Joel chapter 2. And I'm going to preach you on Joel chapter 2 because I really do believe that this is a prophetic moment. Not a prophetic moment, but a prophetic moment. Come on, say, I'm not prophetic. Come, say this, I'm not prophetic. I'm prophetic. Amen. So it's a prophetic moment, and this is why I declare this prophetic word to each family. Please, before you read it, just watch me quickly. Just look at me. I declare this word to you and your family. I declare by the power of the living God, under the authority of the Holy Ghost, that this word shall not come back void, but the word that will be released to you in this hour and in this season shall do whatever it has been sent over to do. I declare this by the power of the Holy Ghost. I said, I declare this by the power of the Holy Ghost, that this word that is being released right now shall be a seed that will fall into your heart, and it shall grow forth. I said, it shall spring forth, and you shall be rooted in this word, and no matter what you face the rest of this year, the rest of next year, we will not be moved, for if God has spoken a word. Jesus says, my words are spirit and they are life. I declare this word by the spirit and I call it life in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you ready? I said, are you ready? Now this is one of the greatest prophets that were ever alive. His name is Prophet Joel. Joel prophesied something, and then you will see that Peter later on in the book of Acts chapter 2 quoted the same prophetic word. Now here's the key. Many people say that this prophetic word was for the disciples. And that's great because the disciples also prophesied the same thing. But the key comes in when Peter says, it's for all, for your children's children, and all who's afar off. So this, I rest my case, speaks about me and you. He says, for your children's 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 children, and all who's afar off. It doesn't matter where you are at. If you belong to God. All right, I'm not speaking to the Christians now. I'm speaking to those who's in love with Jesus. You are spirit-filled and you are blood-washed. Come on, and you are saved and sanctified. Is there such people in this place? Quickly wave. Now, here's our word for you. And you know what? I just want to do something prophetically. The seed of the woman shall crush his head. Jesus Christ, the word has been spoken. While you're sitting, come on, do this. Satan, you've got nothing. Satan, you've got nothing. But through the blood of Jesus, Satan, you've got nothing. I declare this. Let's hear that scripture on the screen. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice. There it goes again. Amen. There it goes again. In actual fact, just keep it on. When he prophesied, he was speaking about the days we're living in now. You will see later on, he says, and in the last days. But something is happening now. This is the position that God has placed the children of God in now. Be glad then, you children of Zion. Be glad. Tell your face, I'm glad. I'm glad when they told me, let's go to the house of God. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully. Please say faithfully. He has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you. The former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Hang on there, hang on there. Don't change. Don't change that scripture. January is coming. The first month is coming. Now I know exactly. I didn't see that scripture last night. I didn't see that first month. Now I understand why God says, you better release this word. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain faithfully. He's a faithful God. I just want to say this, by the way. The same God that provided for you last month is faithful to do the same thing today. Come on, the same God, the God of February is the God of January. The God of March is the God of December. He never changes. He's a faithful God. So what does the Bible say? The Bible says, oh children, you better rejoice, for your Father is faithful. Hallelujah. For he has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause. Who will cause it? God will cause the rain to come down for you. The former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Listen, what do you say? I prophesied this by the power of the Holy Ghost. I declare this to you right now, that all the blessings past and the blessings that's coming shall come together in the first month of this year. I said it will drop like a bomb on you and your household.
And God, who is faithful, He will cause that blessing.
I speak to those who need a personal breakthrough. Where's the people that need a personal breakthrough? God is faithful. He will cause the former and the latter to come together, and He will bless you. I declare this to you. Your children will be so blessed that they will have to move apart because of all the blessings. They will not be able to stay in one country because God's blessing. I declare this. This is the time for the church. Do you know what the Bible says in the last days? That the money of the unjust shall come to the just. The money of the world will come to the Christians. This is what the Bible says. The former rain and the latter rain in the first month. My goodness. I want to jump because of this word. He is faithful. God help us understand this revelation. If His word says it, He means it absolutely to the T. It's not a good message. It's truth. It's truth. The former and the latter, I'll bind it together and I'm going to pour out the blessing. I will cause the rain to follow you. Hallelujah, let's go. It was not crazy yesterday. The threshing floors shall be full of wheat. Bread speaks about the body of Christ. And the vat shall overflow with new wine, speaks about the blood. And oil speaks about the Holy Ghost. So the Bible says the threshing floors. Do you know what the threshing floor is? At the threshing floor, that's where they were grinding the weeds. It's a hard place. Say with me, hard place. Do you know, this is where the anointing comes out. The anointing comes out of the crushing. It comes out of the squeezing, the crushing. Who had a hard year? You have been at the threshing floor. It's coming back. And the Bible says the threshing floor shall be full of wheat, not empty. You shall have bread and more than enough bread. Come on, you will have vats that will overflow with new wine. Actually, Tani say, hallelujah. All right, new wine and oil. It speaks about God's abundance that's coming back. If you said, Vessel, I need a personal breakthrough. You know my personal breakthrough that we need. Then you'll preach like I preach, you'll jump like I jump. Where's the people that needs personal breakthrough? I declare to you, this is what the Bible says, that God says He will cause on your threshing floor, whatever was crushed shall not wither away. God says He shall supply the wheat to the overflow. There will be new wine. Shout new wine. Not old things, new wine. And oil, more than enough. Come on, shout more than enough. You believe that? Come on, let's go 25. Verse 25. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. You that says I have been going through wasted years, God says He's giving you back the wasted years. He says the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I send among you. 26, you shall eat plenty. I prophesy, declare this by the power of God. I break off every broke day, every broke month of your life in the name of Jesus. If you don't want to take this word, it's your baby. I'm taking this word. I said, I'm taking this word. I said, I'm taking this word. I will never have a broke day in my life. Come on, I said, I will never be broke another day in my life. I will eat plenty and I will be satisfied. Woo! Hallelujah. We were making fat cakes and stuff here in the back. And I've said it so many times, the queue is long, the mints are almost done. That's not what the word says. I tell the people in the kitchen, I say, now we're going to do what I teach you to do. The Bible says we shall eat plenty and we will be satisfied. Do we stop the people? No, you keep coming, let them come. And you take, for God has promised that He shall not run on empty. I have not been created to run on empty. The Bible says I will cause everything that has stolen from your lands. Come on, I declare this, every debt, every sickness that stole your finances, God says I am going to send an army amongst them.
I will fight them off your lands. I will no longer allow the enemy to steal from you, because I'm giving you a net breaking breakthrough.
It's as simple as that. Just believe the word of God. Just believe the word of God. Just believe the word of God. Would you high five your neighbor and tell him, just believe the word of God? It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. A friend of God does what? He believes God. He walks in faith and not by sight. This is why I love the Bible. All our answers is in the scripture. Everything that we need is in the Bible. So when I go through something, I read it in the Bible, and then I say, God, you cannot lie. Case closed. Case closed. Now I can go to bed. Case closed. Say case closed. So the Bible says you shall eat in plenty and you'll be satisfied. Now, just by the way, when will this happen? Now, because you'll see the coming scriptures that's coming, the coming verses speaks about the season, the time, the hour that we are in now. So this is, the thing is, we cannot read a scripture and build a kingdom on it. We have to read what's standing before it and after it, to read it in context, to see where are we according to the scripture. Now, the season where we're in now is exactly what I'm reading to you. You'll see it now. It's exactly the season that we're in now. That God says, you shall eat plenty and be satisfied. We're living in a time where you lay your hands on the bread and the bread will multiply. You're not going to need this worldly system. We are not of this world. God will cause favor to follow you all the days of your life. Come on, I declare this. Even in the days of famine, where they say South Africa will run out of food, you will not run out of food. God says you will eat plenty and you will be satisfied. You will have no lack, no need whatsoever. God says, I will cause those who steal from your land, I will cause everything that steals from you, I will send an army to kill and to destroy them. But you and your household, you shall eat plenty and you will be satisfied. Isn't that a good God? I said, isn't that a good God? In actual fact, I will eat do what by means gaan kwaad wees. I gaan het wil doen. Take your wallet, take your purse. Come on, ladies, quickly do that. Come on, by faith. If you don't have your wallet in your purse, you take your cell phone by faith. And you speak to that thing. You say, you will never be empty again. Bank account, you will have plenty, God says. You'll be satisfied, God says. I refuse to be part of a recession. Come on, declare that word right now by faith. I refuse to be part of a recession. Come on, you tell that thing. I declare this by faith right now over you. There will never be an hour in my house that we will have a lack. No more lack. Come on, speak to that thing. We will eat plenty in the name of Jesus, and we will be satisfied. Come on, you tell that wallet, you tell that bank account. Bank account, you hear the word of God, you shall multiply in the name of Jesus. Do you know why I said it? I said, I think 2 Sundays ago, I said something. I said, when you leave, you'll receive an SMS. We received, do you know how many testimonies we received? People says, as I left this place, my phone rang. I received SMSs. I received emails. Breakthroughs. If we can declare it, God will back it up. Is there somebody by faith that will say, I will never have another broke day in my life? Come on. I will never lack anything. This is my hour for a net breaking breakthrough. Hallelujah. All right, I like that one. So you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God. So when he blesses you with the 50 rand, you praise him. When he blesses you with the 5,000, you praise him. Amen. Here's the key, people, that you never have to forget. The way you praise God with the 50 is that what would cause God to bring you the 5,000. If you can't bless him with the 50 bucks, every time, if we get 50 rand into the ministry account, Chabula, Kentucky. No. Ek moes net. But we have to be joyful in all things. God loves joyful people. Just because you're in church doesn't mean you have to. No. In here you receive the good news. The good news. The good news. And you know what I like about this whole scripture? There's nothing Satan can do about it. It's a prophetic word. It's coming. Not all the gossips, not all the slanderers, not all the people that they can do nothing about the prophecy that God has given to the church. Praise the name of the Lord your God who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. My people will never be put to shame. You never have to prove the truth. You will never be put to shame. God will back you up. God's word is yes and amen. Wow, come on. His word will never come back void. You will never be put to shame. I declare you will never be put to shame. If you believe it, give Jesus a shout. Hallelujah. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. I am in the midst of Faith City. Yeah. Then you will know that I am in the midst of Faith City. When will I know this? When everything that I touch turns around in overflow. You know, have you seen that God didn't say, you will see that I'm God in your famine, in the poverty, when you have nothing. He says, you will know that I'm God. When I have fought off every plague that comes against your ground, then you will know that I'm God. When you have everything more than enough, when you eat in plenty, when your children's children have plenty, then you'll know that I am God. Oh, I like that one. Amen. Why will God do it? Because God's going to get all the glory. All the glory. For so long has the Muslims and the rest of the world laughed at Christians. For so long has the Christian had this dogma and stigma that just to have enough is all right. I'm here to change your mindset that God says, I'm not going to give you enough. I want to bless you to the overflow so that your children's children will inherit. Remember, I always say, God conquers. You possess, your children inherit. God conquers. Hallelujah. You possess and your children inherit. And you will never be put to shame. You will never be put to shame. I said, you will never be put to shame. If you walk in faith, let people laugh. Don't worry about it. You will never be put to shame. When you have a big dream, let people laugh at you and ridicule you. But the Bible says you will never be put to shame. And I promise you this, if the raven doesn't obey God, God will find the widow. And if the widow doesn't obey, God will send an angel. And if the angel doesn't obey, God himself will come to your house and do what he has promised you to do. We walk by faith, not by ridicule. We walk by what God has said. If God's word says it, it settles it. Amen. You will not be put to shame. Please help me out. I want you to say, I will never be put to shame. I declare this in the name of Jesus, that you will start to see favor in your workplace like never before. That people will be like Nebuchadnezzar that says, no, surely we will worship your God. Your God is the God that's alive. They will see God on you and in you and through you, and you will be glorified. You will not be put to shame. I promise you, it's better here now than at the beach. As your foot in the water was, it didn't hear me. Amen. You're at the right place at the right time. God said, who's excited about this word? Who says, vessel, this word is for me? Now, I want you to pay close attention now. I'm teaching you something. I want to read this. It says, and it shall come to pass afterward. Just there. It shall come to pass afterward. Afterward. So it means that something is going to happen now. And then afterwards, something else. And it's going to happen immediately. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Sure. After Acts, I saw God move. His spirit was poured out. The Bible says there was no lack among the people. They distributed among each other. And then Peter stood up and he said, as the prophet Joel prophesied, that in the last days God will pour out his spirit. You can read it in Acts chapter 2, by the way. Joel chapter 2, Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, Peter said, we are not drunk as you suppose, but what you see now was prophesied by the prophet Joel, that God will pour out his spirit in the last days upon all flesh. And he goes on, he says, your young daughters and sons, you will dream. They will prophesy. And the old people will have dreams and visions. He says, on my maidservants and menservants and maidservants. Do you know what that means? Slaves. In the Old Testament, a slave was never supposed to prophesy or even to see dreams and visions. But God says, I'm going to do a move of the Spirit is coming to the body of Christ in the end days. It's not going to be to the doctors, the professors, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers only. But I'm going to pour out my Spirit on all who's thirsty. And all who's thirsty shall start to prophesy. You shall see dreams and visions. Am I declaring something to you? And Peter didn't stop there. He says, I prophesy this to your sons and your children's children, and all who's afar off shall experience this move of God. So when we have read about the blessing of God, what God is doing now at the season, the scripture speaks about a covenant blessing that God is making with the body. Don't you even know it? Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Isaiah says, behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? It means, are you too blind to see it? Are you too deaf to hear it? I'm doing something now, something that you've never seen before. I'm about to make a covenant with the body of Christ. Shall you not know it? Of jy nou die boodskap like of nie, it's coming. It's coming. Whether you want to diss me, take the word. It's not going to change God's mind. It's a prophecy. The word of God cannot lie. He says, I'm going to bless the body of Christ in such a measure that your children will have more than enough. I will satisfy you. You'll never go to bed. Come on, this is what David said. He says, I was young and I was old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Never have I seen his children and his descendants begging for bread. He says, I'm going to bless you supernaturally. Help me out quickly. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to multiply everything that your hand touches. I'm going to cause favor to come over you. I'm going to fight those who fight you. Yes. I'm going to fight every demon that brings sickness in your house that steals your money. I'm going to fight every locust that has come against you. I'm going to fight every word, everyone that fights you. I'm going to fight them. And it says, and then afterward, I'm going to do something else. After I've blessed your house, after that you had more than enough, I'm going to do something else. I'm going to bless you supernaturally. You see, this is a twofold blessing. I said, this is double for your trouble. This is double for your trouble. This is a twofold blessing. Blessing number one, God says, I'm making a covenant with the church in this hour. When is it happening? When will he do it? Now it shall happen. Will you not see it? And then he says, the second one, the twofold one is, then I will pour out my Spirit. Let me tell you something. We need money, but we need the Holy Ghost more. So the Bible speaks, I'm going to get there. It speaks first about great abundance. Please shout great abundance. Come on, one more time, great abundance. One more time. That's the first blessing. The second blessing, God is speaking to the remnant. So he says, and let's go to the scripture again. It shall come to pass afterward, after this blessing that's coming to the body of Christ, hallelujah, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Moms and dads, don't worry about your children. They're okay. If you serve God, I believe with all of my heart, every time you prayed about your child, God has heard your petition. And this is what God says, don't you worry, your children will prophesy. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Come on, you old people. Oh, men says no. Die wat oor 80 is, hoor. You will dream dreams. Godly dreams, by the way. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my Spirit in those days. He was speaking about slaves. He says, God is going to pour out his Spirit on all the no-name brands. You don't need to be known. You need to be available. When you're available, God says, I'm going to pour out my Spirit. Now, you were me. Satan cannot stop it. It's a prophetic word. And God says, I'm going to use you. I'm going to use you. I'm going to use the remnant. I'm going to use you for the end time movement. You will see my Spirit being poured out. You will see the double blessing on your life. Who's those who believe that I will prophesy? I will dream godly dreams. I will see visions. Come on, the Spirit of God will be poured out on me and my house. Joel chapter 2, the last days, God will pour out his Spirit on all flesh.
flesh. It's stirring up. I said, God is stirring it up on the inside of you. Church, we are at the brink of the greatest revival that this world has ever seen. It's going to be greater than all the revivals past. It's going to be greater than the Brownsville revival. It's going to be greater than all of the revivals past. The Bible, there's a great man of God that led a revival many years ago. His name was William J. Seymour. William J. Seymour was in a broken down building, but the power of God was poured out for days and for weeks and for months. And people were gathering everywhere, coming from all walks of life. They were driving from far because they were just hungry for the power of God. I say this to you, that the time has come when we have never seen it. Eye has not seen it, nor has ear heard it. The move of the Spirit of God that is coming. I prophesy this to all the television networks, all the Facebook lives, everywhere around the world, on Podbean, on iTunes around the world. You better hear me. I prophesy this to you. We are coming in to the greatest revival that this world has ever seen. I declare this from the north to the south. Come on, Africa shall be shaken by the power of God. God will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. Come on, South Africa, you shall live in the name of Jesus. You shall live and see the greatness of God. South Africa's youth, get ready, youth, get ready. There's a move of the Spirit of God. It's an unstoppable force. The day will come where social media, where people don't want to run to social media. People no longer run to the phone. They will run to the throne. They will run to God. There will be a desire. You better hear me. Oh God, you better hear me. There will be a birth on the inside of you. You will cry out to God. You will weep for the coming of the Lord. And God shall pour out His Spirit. Pouring out of the Spirit. You know what? It's like taking this water and just pour it out until you cannot contain no more. The day has come. Jy moet maar jou Sondag so skeduleer. The day will come that Wessel du Brein will preach here on a Sunday, and on a Wednesday they will drag me out. The day will come where the glory of God shall fall in this place. My God, it's coming. It's here, it's here, it's here. Can't you see it? Can't you hear it? There's a rumbling in the Spirit. Oh, there's a rumbling in the Spirit. God is about to do something for the body of Christ. We are on the 9 months. We're about to give birth to the greatest move of God that this world has ever seen. Amen. I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. I'm nearly done. And he goes on, it says, and I will show wonders in the heavens and the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Can I help you understand that passage? Whoever calls Him Lord, whoever is saved, this is actually the translation says, whoever is saved shall be saved. Whoever is spiritual, blood washed shall be saved. Shall be saved. Saved of what? He says, of what's coming. I will show wonders in the sky. When you see it, look up, for your redemption has drawn near. Hallelujah. Church, are you ready? On the first month, He says, I'll take the form and let the rain, and I'll pour out a blessing on you. I will cause the rain to cover your land. I will cause, I will cause that rain to come, and I will bless you in your house, and you'll have more than enough. You'll eat plenty and you'll be satisfied. I really do believe that not long after today, this building will be paid, this church will be paid, and we will do what we need to do for God. You know, God has spoken to me so clearly about next year, the vision for next year. If you in my shoes, you'll run. My wife and I, we are, and I want to say this quickly, with all the love and respect in my heart. In the hour we're living in now, there's no time to get offended. There's no time, is too short to get offended about anything. Get on board. Get on board. A friend of God can never be offended. You can never humiliate any person who's already humble.
Jy het my nie gehoor nie. How do you humiliate somebody who's already humble? You cannot. So we have many people, and again I say with love, please put me in a position, I want to do something. And when you say, okay, there's order, by the way, kingdom order, this is the progress, people get offended. I'll do anything, put them at the door, the week after that you don't see them no more, because they're offended being at the door. For 2019, you have to grow a rhino skin. It's no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. Don't let Satan come and steal your blessing because you felt insecure. Am I speaking to you? Because you're gonna miss the move of the remnant where God's gonna pour out His Spirit on all. A dead man can never be offended. Never. This is why Jesus says, if you want to follow me, pick up your cross. That means deny yourself every day, then you follow me. Many people want to follow God, but they never want to deny themselves. You have to deny yourself. It's not, Jesus said, He says in the last days, people will get easily offended. It's also a word, it's going to happen. But I beg you, don't get offended. Don't get offended. Don't let offense stick into your heart. You're going to miss the blessing of God. Am I speaking to you? Are you happy? Who receives this word this morning? I say, who receives this word this morning? Who received this word by power? Who received this word and said, I'll never be the same again? I'm taking it for me and my house. I'm taking it. Now, if you take this word, I want you to quickly stand to your feet, would you? I want you to lift your hands right now across this place. I want to ask every eye just to be closed. Father, we acknowledge your presence here. We acknowledge that your word works. Your word is the highest authority. It can never come back void. It can never come back empty. Never, Lord. You are faithful. Your word is faithful. This morning we take you on your word. You promised, Lord, that in this day you'll make your covenant with your people. You promised, Father, that a double blessing is coming. In the move that we are in right now, in the age that we are living in, it's a very prophetic moment, a prophetic hour for the body of Christ around the world. Please hear me, this word that I believe with all of my heart was not just given to Faith City, but it has been given to the body of Christ. That God is pouring out His Spirit. And when the pouring out of the Spirit comes, it will happen like David experienced it with Obed-Edom. For months, God blessed his house. For months. They praised and they worshiped God because of His goodness, and they understood that God was in their midst. But God promises, He says that I will fight for you. I will fight the locust off your field, off your ground, everything that the locust has stolen. I will restore back to life. That's a promise. And He says, after I've blessed you, you'll eat more than enough. You'll be satisfied. You'll eat plenty. And you'll be satisfied. And He says, after that, I'm going to release a double blessing. I'm going to pour out my Spirit on you and your house. I'm going to pour out my Spirit in such a way that your young men and women, you will start to prophesy. Prophesy the very heart of the Father. And your older people will have dreams. And your young men, you will have visions. He says, and on my maid servants and men servants, even in that day, the no-name brands, those who's not even known, I will pour out my Spirit on you. You shall dance for joy. You shall have the Spirit of praise constantly. You know, whatever you have today is because of the blessing of God. It's not because of your good works. It's not because of your great faithfulness. It's because of His goodness. Everything that you have is because of Him. And this joy that you have, the world has not given it to you. The money you have can never give you the joy. Come on, all that you can have everything. If you don't have God's joy, you have nothing. And the joy that God is giving you, the world cannot take it away, for the world has not given it to you. I'm speaking to somebody that feels like Paul and Silas in a prison this morning. I declare this as you praise God, every shackle, everything that has kept you back shall break loose. I say it shall break loose in the name of Jesus Christ, and God will give you the victory. Deliverance is coming to you and your house. Jesus promised on all those who's hungry and thirsty after righteousness that he shall pour out his spirit on you and you shall drink and you shall be satisfied. I want to say this to you. Of all your sinful years, God says, I'm not counting it. Count it no loss, because I am going to add years to your life. All the wasted years, I'll turn it around and I'll give you great blessed years. For it's coming to those who believe it. Come on, I'm speaking to a remnant that will believe that God is doing something for me. Come on, I'm declaring this to me and my house and to you and your house. A net breaking breakthrough this month of December. I declare that the next 2 weeks of this month shall be a month of increase, a month of breakthrough, and a month of supernatural peace, where you will enter into God's rest and know that it's done. Spirit of God, you are here. I give you praise. Always backing up the word, as Mark 16 says, that God worked with them, confirming his word through signs following. Saints, he's here. Can we lift our hands to him?